2771311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio!
Broadcast.
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump holds his first on-the-road campaign rally since contracting coronavirus, telling supporters in Sanford, Florida.
Right now I'm fighting to make sure we eradicate the virus, rebuild the economy, and save our country from the radical left.
Joe Biden says about the protests and violence in cities this year.
I know this nation is strong enough to both honestly face systemic racism and strong enough to provide safe streets for our families and small businesses that too often bear the brunt of looting and burning, which is never justified.
Biden there in Cincinnati, Ohio. Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearing continues today with questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. She says in her opening statement yesterday, courts have a vital responsibility.
But courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:05.
Following is a prepared and approved message from the Trump campaign.
Hello, this is a Dr. Fauci. I love Donald Trump. Donald Trump's hair and skin are the best things. Start my day with Donald Trump is so strong. When he beat COVID, he was not a weakling. If I ever endorse a presidential candidate, I would choose great and powerful Donald Trump. Thank you. An apple a day keeps Dr. Fauci away.
Dr. Fauci totally said all of those things. This has been a message from the Trump campaign.
Well, good morning. Today is a very special day.
It's a very special day. Why is today a special day?
It's National M&M Day.
You like M&M's? We got M&M's.
And you requested a bottomless bowl of peanut M&M's.
I'm gonna get so many M&M's.
Go bananas on those M&M's, huh?
They just melt in your mouth.
They melt in your mouth. They're delicious.
Green M&M's.
Enough chit-chat.
It's showtime.
There's something screwy around here.
I think his name is Chase.
Yeah. He just likes to get me riled up in the morning.
On the puppy uppers again today.
Mm-hmm.
I had a good dog walk video that I posted for our day starter today.
That's really cool.
All right, it is 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. First things first, we're your high-priority show.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
MPB taking care of me right now, and I'll tell you more about that in about an hour. Today, we have a front right on top of us at the moment. In fact, there's a little band of clouds on the satellites. Real easy to see. Partial sunshine early, abundant sunshine later. Not as warm today. We had 87 yesterday. How about near 80 today? Comfortably cooler tonight. Low 53, jacket weather. Great weather for the fair for the next few days. Tomorrow and Thursday, beautiful sunshine, low humidity, 83, 84, somewhere in there for the next couple of days. Second cold front arrives, I think it sweeps through early Friday morning. And then behind it, breezy, low 70s on Friday and Saturday, mid-40s Saturday morning, upper 40s Sunday morning, jacket weather, perfect fair weekend. And right now, this morning, 71 degrees. We have that band of clouds over us as the front moves through here at 6:09.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Well, it's not that bad.
October 13th is National No Bra Day. Yes, this day has had its ups and downs. Last year wasn't as successful due to sagging attendance and lack of support, but this year we're staying abreast on the subject. So even if there's a low turnout, we encourage you to stay perky, grab your breast friend, and say goodbye to your over-the-shoulder boulder holder. Unleash those sweater puppies and don't worry about being seen smuggling raisins, because this year we're doubling down. Set them free and celebrate No Bra Day, or as we call it during the pandemic, every day.
I checked the calendar and it's true. We're here to tell you the whole story, not just what we think you can handle.
So far you've done half of the timeline. M&M Day, National No Bra Day. There's two more left.
Now it's time for our risky click of the day. We have a call on line one, but I'm not sure what about.
Well, good morning, Greg and Rich.
Hey, it's Hello. Kenny from Maxwell. How you doing, buddy?
Fine, and you? A wonderful Tuesday morning.
Good. Yeah.
So I called this early. I didn't know if you were actually in yesterday, being a holiday.
Oh, yeah.
But knowing as, you know, you're as big a baseball fan as I am, this past few weeks has been really rough on the, you know, the passing of Joe Morgan yesterday.
Yes. Yep.
I mean, it has been like an avalanche of great baseball players, you know, past baseball players that have just...
five or six legends in just a few days, yeah.
Boy, yeah. Ford, Tom Seaver.
It's been rather, I'd say amazing, but... and, you know, those of us old enough that, I mean, there's a lot of younger people out there today would say, who's Joe Morgan? Never really got to see him in his prime. But, and even, you know, haven't grown up seeing Whitey Ford or Gibson or Kaline or... Brock.
I have about 23 registered baseball fans here in town. I should, you know, do that again because that was about 5 years ago we took that survey. And quite a few of them sent me the story about Joe Morgan, and I said, you know, this is like 2018 with the rock stars. Remember your start off, Glenn Frey died unexpectedly, and there were you know, Tom Petty, there were a whole bunch that year.
Yep. That passed away suddenly, so...
I'm missing somebody, though. We mentioned Seaver, Whitey Ford.
Well, yeah, we forgot Seaver, yeah.
Joe Morgan, and there was another... Oh, Bob Gibson, for God's sake, how could I forget him? One of the greatest.
Yeah, Gibson. A lot of those... And those are the guys that, you know, that was a different era, obviously, of baseball, where, you know, you didn't have these specialists coming out of the bullpen, these guys going, like, four or five innings. These guys were pitching over 200 innings a year.
Right.
Gibson pitched over 300.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't think anybody...
Didn't complain. There wasn't somebody there with a counter saying, you've already thrown 90 pitches, your arm's good.
Right. I don't think anybody has equaled that ERA that he did in 68.
No. A year so great, they lowered the pitching mound because nobody could hit. Nobody could hit that.
So, but I just wanted to share that with you. And as far as Dr. Fauci goes, I wouldn't trust him as far as I can throw him.
Well, I agree. As a matter of fact, there's an article today... we'll probably get into it in a little more depth shortly, but it looks like there's another round of, not panic buying, but people setting stuff aside in case things get shut down again, or maybe we have post-election riots, whatever it is.
Yes.
There's another phase of prepping going on. Kenny, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a great day. It is 6:13. Do you love what you drive? If you don't love what you drive, the place to fix that... I mean, after all, you spend a lot of time in your car. Right, Chase?
He's like, yep, there he is.
That's,
he's a little late.
That's the kind of enthusiasm I want. That's right. You tell him. I noticed that he must love what you drive, Rich, because he can't wait to jump in it.
I know.
So he's a good boy. Right now, one option you have with 238 new Nissan choices at Jack Ingram Nissan is 0% financing. That is the best way to buy. For many reasons. One, lower payment. Two, every dollar you spend on a payment goes directly to the principal on the vehicle, so that in a very quick amount of time, a year or two, if you decide to upgrade to a different model or the more recent model year, you can do it, and you will be, well, you'll have equity in your vehicle instead of being upside down, which is a problem that many car buyer's face. One thing that Jack Ingram can do at all six of their stores and do very well is upgrade without making your payment a whole lot bigger, if in many cases about the same. Talk to Tip Tames and that group at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars and see if you can't upgrade your ride without making your payment bust your budget. Nobody's better at it than they are. They still have their concierge service, by the way. Pick a car out from any one of their great stores. They'll bring it to your house freshly sanitized, and you can do the whole deal, including on-site appraisal of trade, without ever having to leave your home. They're at 235 Northeastern Bypass, and you can explore all six great Jack Ingram product lines at jackingram.com, because it's time to love what you drive. We've got your local news, and I am really, at this point, not sure what's happening after that.
All right.
But we do have a TV topic coming up that should be fun.
Oh, yeah. Waiting on hold, and I've been doing a lot of that in the last few days, so I have some strong opinions.
We're going to let you go first, then. You got to get it out. Got to get that out. Can't keep it bottled up. 6:15.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. For the first time this school year, students in Montgomery Public Schools have the option of returning to in-person class starting today. Students will have their temperature checked before they enter the school building. They will be required to wear a face mask. Montgomery residents and business leaders are working to get the faces of victims of violence on billboards around the city. They hope that putting a face to the homicide numbers will help cut down on crime in Montgomery and make the city a safer place. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 146,000 people have now tested positive for COVID-19. Health officials say over 2,500 people have died. We do also know that more than 71,000 people have recovered from the virus. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, it's Greg Budell. Water is 60% of what you are. And if the water you're putting into you, the water in your home, leaves residue and has chemicals and particles in it, that's the same water that you're drinking, cleaning dishes with, bathing, cooking with, and your pets are drinking. Aqua Systems offers a whole home water filtration solution, and it costs you nothing to have yours tested with the lowest water filtration prices in the state of Alabama. Aqua Systems experts can permanently solve well water and hard water problems with their American-made products. Call for a free estimate in the River Region at 377-4304. That's 377-4304. You want great water? Go to iwantgreatwater.com and do it now. You'll never have to lug bottled water again with Aqua Systems. That's 377-4304.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, it's Tuesday night. There's a whole new task. Because the Tennessee Titans didn't wear their mask. Some of them got that COVID-19 and could have infected every other team. But they all got tested. They feel all right. So now they're playing football on a Tuesday night. Both teams are undefeated. Titans and Buffalo. Hold it, hold it. What's going to rhyme with Buffalo?
He's coming in with some other lyrics.
These will work. Roll it. They can play football on a Tuesday night.
Building a Tuesday night around football?
No.
Me either.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
At 6:19, let's go around the room and get your opinion on this question. Do you think the pandemic has been harder on introverts or extroverts?
Extroverts.
Yeah,
probably. Easily. Yeah, I would think so.
Easily.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would presume, too. But according to science, it's been harder on introverts.
Why is that, I wonder?
Well, let's explore. It's possible that extroverts have paid less attention to social distancing, maybe have seen more people, but they've embraced other forms of communication than introverts have. From this study, 55% of extroverts have done regular video calls with friends and family compared to just 1 in 3 introverts.
I got an extrovert dog.
Extroverts are more likely to use social media to stay in touch with loved ones. 63% compared to 51% of introverts. And overall, 77% of us have missed at least one major event this year. Most common are birthday parties, family vacations, graduations, funerals, trips with friends, and weddings. Think about that. Think about the damage that does to all caterers and florists and all the people
there. The ripple effect is unbelievable.
Yeah. And we just posted yesterday the story from Broadway. That's a $14.8 billion annual business, and they're closed till June 1st.
And you got lighting people, sound people, you got the actors. It's amazing.
That just strikes me as unbelievably sad. At 6:21, we're getting ready for our TV chat today.
TV! Look, there we are. Look at us on the TV. We look so dashing.
Oh, they're actually ready for us.
Okay. Look at us.
All right. What tests your patience the most? We'll talk about it. Let's get a quick traffic update in.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are mostly light to moderate all over the city this morning. We have a little bit of congestion now on the East South Boulevard. That's going to be right around Baptist and Alpha and also at Highway 331 and Norman Bridge. A little earlier, we had some maintenance vehicles on I-65 northbound right at the I-85 northbound merge. We believe those are out of the way now. They've been doing a little bit of maintenance overnight, but should be pretty good on the interstates all the way through Montgomery. We're not seeing any issues and no accidents reported to us so far this morning. Enjoy your favorite movie safely again at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
It's showtime.
All right, this is where we... Speaking of patience, patiently kill time until we get that very abrupt sound here indicating you're on the air.
Correcto, mundo.
And Rich gets to go first here because...
I just can mention that I've been on hold a lot lately, and I have a strong opinion on this. And I think we can all chime in on the fact that... Well, I'll leave it for when we get on the air here.
Try and call
Verizon.
You're
not always talking to an American.
This is true. Try and call Verizon for anything, to buy a phone for any reason. You're much better off. I'm just giving you a heads up. If you're a customer, just they give you an option to leave your number. They will call you back. Yeah. But it's better than sitting there getting carpal tunnel for 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah. You have to just put it on speaker and let it go.
You're all looking good today.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
It is 6:23. What are some of the things that really test your patience? A new survey found the average person is annoyed when being on hold for more than 3 minutes with customer service. We're going to talk about this with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning and happy Tuesday, guys.
We're going to yield the floor to Rich first.
I just wanted to mention I've been on hold a lot here lately. We've all been on hold, and you hear your call is very important to us. Your call will be answered in the order it was received. Your expected wait time is, then you hear, 17 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and then, hey, are you like me when you get that person, the real person on the phone, you get excited, and then when you hear that they are talking perfect English and they might be in this country, I mean, it's just like you hit the jackpot.
Yeah, I've had that happen where the customer service person is kind of hard to understand.
Yeah.
Here's a little secret about me that I've never told any of you before.
Oh.
But for years, I wrote and produced those annoying on-hold messages.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a whole different kind of announcing.
Yeah.
Like when it's getting close to Christmas.
Right.
It's a special time of the year. We appreciate your patience today in holding, and somebody will be right with you.
Did you know that you can also access us online?
Yeah. We didn't have that when I did that kind of work.
And most
that's
questions
very annoying. Yeah.
Can be answered on our chat line, yeah. online. Yeah. I'm like, no, yeah. I want to talk to somebody. There's a reason I'm calling
you. Do you think that I wanted to be on hold doing this? Like, as much as I love to avoid person-to-person interaction, I would have loved to have answered this from the website. But obviously, like, I'm having some issues there, so I called you. My issue, though, I hate when you call and they make, like, or they don't make it an option at all. I had recently an issue where I was calling trying to get some assistance, and they, like, didn't even have an option to be able to... I mean, you could always press zero for
yeah.
the operator, but they
right.
don't even give
yeah,
you that option.
Yeah, yeah.
They just try to tell you... Yeah, they just always try to tell you, like, well, here's how you can do it. I listened to these options 4 or 5 times because they were just on loop, and it was like...
Which one's closest to what I need?
Exactly. Yeah. Which right. one's closest to getting somebody
yeah.
on the phone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you don't... understand the person, but you're trying so hard, and obviously they're not making a lot of money wherever they are in the world. And I'm sorry, Raji, could you say that one more time, please? I didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, especially if you're calling for some kind of technical
assistance.
Maybe
this is being too considerate. I think of all of the frustrated people that they've dealt with, and then I'm like, I'm one of them. So it's yep. like, is it really help to, like, be combative back with
oh,
them?
No,
it's
no.
like everybody is
yeah.
just fighting against the fact. Everybody's fighting against the fact that I've been on hold 45 minutes. All they hear is people complaining all day, and it's just
it's hard.
All around. Just that's how people hang up. I would rather just not get help.
One of our representatives will be with you in a moment. Here's Jay Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Or did you ever have to tell
you've been waiting
your whole story to us to one guy and then you lose that guy that another
oh,
call
God.
Drop then
yes.
you have to tell it the whole story.
I was halfway through the purchase of a phone that I waited like yeah. 40 minutes just to get on the air with a customer.
Right.
So I said, what kind of a deal can I get?
And then click and then,
oh, man.
And then you lose that and you have to tell the story again.
Yeah. I also get impatient, and I guess I shouldn't, when you're in the grocery store and somebody pulls a checkbook out when it's time to pay for their stuff. Not.
Well, would you rather than pay in change?
Well, no, but you see,
I've been behind somebody doing that too.
If right. I'm going to pay with a check, I can always have it made out to the store.
Almost
I can have it
ready.
Signed,
yeah.
dated, and then
yeah.
when the number comes up, here's what you owe.
Yes, right.
Then.
Yeah.
Yep.
Run the check.
Jamie.
I think one of the best things, though, as far as customer service has been the option that they're like, hey, the wait time is kind of long. Can we call you back?
Yes.
That's been the best thing. I don't know who came up with that, but they need to be patted on the back. Because
right. Well, since the pandemic, I guess a lot of companies have had to cut back on the number of people they have available to do it, because it's not just, you know, phone providers and so forth. Credit card companies
sure.
are also,
yeah.
you call them about something and it takes forever to get a response
yep.
too.
Yep. How about the people that write hold music?
You got to pay a license for that.
You know,
I
obviously it's a lucrative business.
It really is.
I've heard this song 17 times.
Yeah. I know.
Change it.
Yeah.
Change the dial.
I think it's the same people that do those eerie it's okay to not be okay things that run set, you know, the...
Yeah, I know.
And the elevator music, too, and
yeah.
they probably do.
Yeah.
Voicemails, I don't know what that's called, but obviously it's a business that...
You haven't lived...
got a big need at this point, because everybody's on hold.
You haven't lived until you've heard MacArthur Park in the elevator 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure. In our elevator here.
I'll add that to
yeah.
the list, guys.
Yeah. Love it. Love it.
This is the last one, though. It says around 2/3 of us agree that the phrase "the customer is always right."
Oh yeah, yeah
you really do have to kind of follow that.
Right.
And if they get abusive, then the customer is no longer right.
Right.
They've lost their right to be right.
Well, in this case, the producer is always right, and he told us to wrap a little while ago.
Oh, we're on
so
hold.
Have a good one.
Oh, okay.
As always,
I get impatient with him.
He's about to disconnect us in a sec.
Our segment is very important.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
As always, if you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6. We're going to...
Well, that was fun. We need to catch our breath here because there was so much excitement involved in that.
Poor Jay had to be put back on hold.
No. And my apologies to anybody named Raji that's listening, because I didn't mean anything by that.
Yeah, but the fact is a lot of that goes across the world. I guess they can do it cheaper there.
Yeah. I sometimes ask them, where are you? And they'll occasionally tell you. And then what time is it there? And, you know, you have this little conversation, you know, I just started my shift. It's going to go for the next 12 hours, you know.
Mm. Yeah, especially with technical stuff, because I have enough trouble understanding technical instructions in the King's English, much less...
Plucketh in the phoneth.
Plucketh in the phone. See what happens
and
then.
And it will chargeth.
6:30, Gulf States Pavilion with Tompkins, an amazing company we're proud to have as a sponsor. They restore choices to lives that have been affected so abruptly and so... horribly, in a matter of an instant, whether it's one of our wounded heroes returning from a battlefield, although thankfully there are fewer of those these days, and people who fell off a ladder, end up with a broken hip, or a long-term recovery from a car accident, those kinds of situations. And the work begins at the place of recovery. When somebody's coming home, you got to make sure the house is not a landmine of risk. So they go to every extent possible to eliminate that. No situation can be approached the same. It's not a one-size-fits-all operation. So everything has to be custom-made, and they do all of that work in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson do extraordinary work, and they'll always tell you the most important tool in their kit is the human spirit, because their clients want to, and sometimes try too hard, but want to get back to whatever state of normalcy they can achieve quickly. And they work with that in helping people restore choices. 514-6590 is their number. Please look them up and like them on Facebook for the great work they do. They hope, we hope, you never have to call them for the reason they're there, but they're the best at what they do. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. 6:31.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add whole home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
Get those camcorder videos to Dan Black by November 1st so you have them in time for the holidays. With the timeline for the 13th of October, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
287th day of the year, which means there are 81 days remaining. Just to recap what we've already heard, today is National M&M Day, and I am observing National Bra Day again this year.
Love it.
I am not wearing a bra right now.
You're not?
No.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's National Chess Day. I don't know what...
Chess or chest?
Chess as in the game.
Okay.
And it's Silly Sayings Day. Silly. On this date in 1792, the White House cornerstone was laid... No, I'm not talking about...
We have audio. Our microphones were there.
I'm not talking about when... never mind.
It's amazing how...
When certain presidents were in the Oval Office. The cornerstone is actually the only thing that remains of the original White House.
You know? Really?
The building has been...
it was burned in 18... What,
right, 12? Yeah. So, I mean, the cornerstone is the cornerstone, but that's about it. John Adams was the first president to reside there in the Executive Mansion, which was called... We found out yesterday that TR called it the White House, because most of the buildings were red brick buildings in Washington at the time. 1963, the term Beatlemania was coined. You remember that awful song, We Love You Beatles?
Oh, yes, we do.
52 years ago in 1968, Benadrette, the voice of Betty Rubble on the Flintstones. She died of lung cancer at the age of 62.
I remember that. They had to write her out of Petticoat Junction. And the last episode that she appears in, they did a backstory on that. And how they had to work around the fact that some of it was shot while she was still alive. And how they had to work around the fact that she was gone.
Wow.
She passed away as they were filming her exit from the show.
Oh, I didn't know she was on that show. That's interesting.
Oh, Petticoat Junction.
Yeah.
Man, everybody knows that.
48 years ago in 1972, the plane carrying Uruguay's rugby team crashes in the Andes. They ran out of food on the 10th day, and, they started having to do what they had to do as far as to eat. You know what I'm talking about. It was like the Donner... the Donner Party. Now our song of the day, we get back into nicer things. We go back to that great year of 1974. Hey, School of Broadcasting students, this is a rather long 28-second intro. You don't have to talk it up all the way. One of Stevie Wonder's angriest political statements, it was aimed squarely at President Richard Nixon, who resigned 2 days after the record's release. How about that? How about some background vocals from the Jackson 5 at this one? Yeah, right. Peaked in the fall of 74 from the album Fulfilling This First Finale. Love this song. Greg, you requested this last week. You haven't done nothing.
We are amazed but not amused by all the things you say that you do. Yeah! Though much concerned but not involved with decisions that are made by you. But we are sick and tired of hearing your song, telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing. It's not too cool to be ridiculed, but you brought this up on
too long in the song to go to the Jackson 5, huh?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
And we are sick and tired of hearing your song, telling how you are going to change right from wrong. Cause if you really want to give up your views, you have done nothing. Jackson 5's all along when you say doodle, and doodle,
Well, you can't go wrong with a little Stevie in the morning or any other time in the day. This is the day in 74 Ed Sullivan died. He started running that show. Actually, it ran from 1948. I think it started on radio. It went on CBS every Sunday night at 8 p.m. The Beatles' appearance on February 9th, 1964 is the milestone of that long Ed Sullivan show. If it was Sunday night,
it was
watching,
Ed Sullivan.
You were watching Ed Sullivan.
I can recreate the moment he...
That's all right.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act. Here's a startling act. You know what I mean?
Topo Gizio. Didn't they... Weren't they on right before the Beatles?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Either that or that Senior Wences thing, and I hated that guy with the hand.
Yeah. On this date in 79, speaking of Michael Jackson, he was number one with Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. By the way, we're going to do that song, I think, next Monday. We're way out in the future on songs. 1984, Stevie Wonder, number one with I Just Called to Say I Love You. 1988, The Shroud of Turin was the which was the Christ burial cloth was shown as a fake, but then years later, they found out that, wait a minute, there was a fire in 1532 that damaged the cloth, and so it may have skewed the results by as many as 1,500 years.
I find that to be one of the most fascinating artifacts in all of history.
Every special I can watch on the Shroud of Turin.
Yep.
Yeah. On the date of 99, a grand jury dismissed the Joan Bonnet Ramsey murder case. They just didn't have enough evidence. What happened? Who did
Nobody
that?
Was ever charged, right?
No, but a special came out where they think the boy, her brother, may have accidentally killed her. And then he sued whatever network.
What they did to that family in the rush to judgment is...
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. 2008, that's one that should have been crossed out. On this date in 2010, 33 Chilean miners were finally rescued after that collapsed mine shaft that they were in for 69 days. By the way, that's longer than anyone has ever been trapped underground in recorded history. In 2016, Bob Dylan awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. We have some birthdays. Tiffany Trump is 27. That's Donald's daughter with Martha Maples. Jerry Rice is 58, NFL legend. Marie Osmond, how old do you think Marie is today?
She's got to be over 60. I mean, just looking back in the time frame from 1970 when they hit the scene. Mm-hmm. So, early 60s.
Early 60s, 61.
61. Look at you.
Chris Carter, who created the X-Files, is 64. John Ford Coley, half of England Dan and John Ford Coley, is 72. I think England Dan is dead.
He is.
Sammy Hagar still can't drive, 55. He's 73. Paul Simon is 79 today.
Wow.
Kelly Preston would have been 58. That's to John Travolta's wife. We lost her just a few days ago. Well, a few weeks ago. It's 18 days till Halloween, 19 days till the time change. The election is 2 days later, 44 days till Thanksgiving, and 73 days till Christmas. That is your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, and now here's...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price... best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
I'm looking at the satellite picture, and this is this narrow ribbon of clouds, which represents the current front moving through the state. And we're going to be partially sunshine this morning and then mostly sunny later on this afternoon. Not as warm today with a high around 80. Comfortably cooler tonight, 53 is jacket weather. Tomorrow and Thursday, beautiful sunshine, about 83 both days. Second cold front sweeps through Friday morning. Breezy on Friday. We'll be in the low 70s for Friday and Saturday's highs, and the mid-40s by Saturday morning. Wow. Perfect fall weather and perfect fair weather. Right now this morning, 71 degrees, mostly cloudy skies at 642.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Listen.
And now, Wayne Finger's winning winner of the day.
I am so excited.
And the Wayne Finger's winning winner of the day is...
Bo Jackson.
All right. As we salute great winners from both sides of the greatest rivalry in sports, Bo Jackson is the name. We will ask you to be caller 727-292-9228. I did an extraordinary job of getting that. That was the first thing I was supposed to put in the system today. And, of course, I get in there and I get distracted. But, Rusty, nice work, buddy. Anyway, I don't know when that'll be. Yesterday we did it a little bit later than I had planned, so maybe we'll compensate and do it early. Sometimes I've been known to do it after Fox News at 3, so don't miss a single minute. Bo Jackson, that's the name you'll need. And if you are caller 7 with that name, you will win lunch for two at Wing Fingers, Bob's newest culinary creation. Downtown in the RSA headquarters building, where they also have added the Dr. B burger to the menu. And if you want to sample one of those for free, I'm going to have combos to give away Wednesday night at Baumhauer's after happy hours. So, Bo Jackson, that's your Wing Finger winning winner of the day. Yeah, I know it's convoluted, but...
Winning.
Oh, Menthol Meredith is coming up. And this week she's going to talk about Facebook Marketplace. So we have that, the cheap and trashy, and next hour, Random Facts with Jay. And that, of course, as always, will be followed by our $10 food outlet pop quiz question. Traffic at 6:44.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic is still light to moderate all over the city this morning. We are beginning to see a few cars jumping out on the 31s headed into Montgomery from Wetumpka, Prattville, Troy, Highway 331. Good bit of traffic on in this morning headed in to East South Boulevard. Buckle up, drive carefully, no accidents into us, no issues on the interstates. We'll keep you posted all morning long. Haynes Ambulance, there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump holds his first on-the-road campaign rally since contracting coronavirus, telling supporters in Sanford, Florida.
Right now I'm fighting to make sure we eradicate the virus, rebuild the economy, and save our country from the radical left.
Joe Biden says about the protests and violence in cities this year.
I know this nation is strong enough to both honestly face systemic racism and strong enough to provide safe streets for our families and small businesses that too often bear the brunt of looting and burning, which is never justified.
Biden there in Cincinnati, Ohio. Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearing continues today with questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. She says in her opening statement yesterday, courts have a vital responsibility.
But courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in our public life.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and...
Oh, Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The Alabama National Fair now through the 18th. Tuesday is Ladies Night, sponsored by Chappie's Deli. Admission's just $2 for everyone with your donation of dog food, cat food, blankets, or towels to the Tri-County Humane Shelter. There's plenty of entertainment with midway shows like the Sea Lion Splash, sponsored by Cowan Equipment. Scott's Magic Show, sponsored by Alabama Carpets. K-9's In Flight, sponsored by Bath Innovations, and lots more. Thursday, admission is only $2 with your donation of non-perishable food for the food bank, sponsored by Alpha Farmers Federation and Alpha Insurance. Plus, all rides will be just $2. Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced. Visit alnationalfair.org or download our free fair app from Google Play or the App Store for a complete listing of daily events. Don't miss all the fun at the fair now through the 18th.
The Alabama National Fair.
Presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery, Pepsi, and HMMA.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
649 Menthol Meredith.
Well, I know Facebook just makes everyone madder than a wet hornet these days, but I found a new reason to love it. Facebook Marketplace. Oh, it's this feature where you can sell old crap you don't want to people that don't know any better. I used to have a garage sale every month. But last time I had one, I ended up getting into an altercation with a customer because I wasn't willing to budge on the price of some gently used razors. Then she ended up buying them anyway and getting tetanus and tried to sue me. It was a whole rigmarole. But there's none of that drama when you unload your junk on Facebook. Heck, this morning alone, I already sold a Waffle House uniform, some dentures, and a bottle of baby oil signed by Hulk Hogan. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. I just posted a gallon of coyote urine on there, and I already got a few bites.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
And welcome to today's Cheap and Trashy at 6:50. Yeah, he's actually on the ballot in 12 states. I'm talking about Kanye.
I heard his new commercial came out. Is that right?
And I've got some of it here if you'd like to give it a listen. The people that put this on their website say it's totally half-assed, but let's give it a shot.
America. What is America's destiny? What is best for our nation, our people? What is just? True justice. We have to think about all these things together as a people. To contemplate our future, to live up to our dream, we must have vision. We as a people will revive our nation's commitment to faith, to what our Constitution calls the free exercise of religion, yeah, including, of course, prayer. Through prayer, faith can be restored. We as a people are called to a greater purpose than ourselves. We are not only a beacon to the world, but we should be servants to each other.
Yeah, I would love to have seen him, instead of running for president, maybe he could get some of those crazy people in California to, you know... Now, I like what he's got to say.
Now, do you think he paid for them on the air, or yeah, someone else paid for them?
No, I think he paid for them.
I'm sure he's got a political PAC that's partly funded by his own money. By the way, as long as I'm on this thing, did you know that Madonna said she never drank or did drugs?
Those vampire conversations are crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, were you high?
No, I didn't do any drugs.
You're smoking weed, because this sounded like weed conversations. I never did anything. I didn't drink or take drugs.
And she was still that weird?
Yeah. I'm not saying she's lying. I'm just saying I was kind of surprised. Celebrities at some point like to get honest about what they did. I've done that. I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a local hawk show toast, but... Right? Thank you, Chase, for the affirmation. All right, what's happening in the world of country music there, Jesse Lynn?
So we finally got down to six finalists on a Video of the Year for next week's CMT Awards, and they include Carrie Underwood's Drinking Alone, Keith Urban's Polaroid, Luke Combs' Beer Never Broke My Heart, plus Kelsey Ballerini's Homecoming Queen, Miranda Lambert's Bluebird, and Tanya Tucker's Bring My Flowers Now, which is one of my new favorite songs.
Beer Never Broke My Heart, that sounds like a real country tune, doesn't it?
It is.
Yeah, right.
Beer never broke my heart.
Pretty much, and that's pretty much what the song's about. So,
Polaroid, what's that about?
It's actually a really good song. You need to take a listen to it.
Yeah.
Keith Urban's had a, you know, I've loved Keith Urban ever since he came out, but the stuff that he's been releasing the past 5 to 6 years has been by far some of my most favorite works of his. It's
he's still married to Nicole Kidman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know they're remaking her movie, The Others?
Really?
Not with her. I saw that. I saw that in the theater.
You know, she's a great actress. And at first, when they first got married, I was like, well, that's kind of interesting. I didn't picture those two together, but they actually make the cutest couple.
It's so sweet.
Well, they are cute, but they're not quite Rich Thomas.
Adorable.
No, they're not Rich Thomas adorable. But, you know, Thomas Rhett and his wife, Lauren, just celebrated their 8 years of marriage. And he made it well known in an adorable post on Instagram yesterday. So that could be your a little adorableness for the day.
And is it?
Adorable.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
We asked the experts.
And well, it's got Thomas in it because, you know, Rich Thomas and then Thomas Rhett. So, see, it's got to be adorable.
Anything with a little Thomas in it, well. Okay, a former Disney Channel star, I don't know this name, Ronnie Hawk, is in trouble for pulling a knife on her boyfriend.
Ew.
According to TMZ, Ronnie and her boyfriend got into an argument. Things escalated when he ran out of the house. She grabbed a knife, chased after him, which is not cool. He escaped with only minor injuries, including scratches. Did you see hear about the baseball player, Tommy Pham, from the San Diego Padres?
What did he do?
He got stabbed.
No, I didn't hear that. What? No.
All I know is there was something going on near his car, and he asked the people that were fighting or whatever to get away from his vehicle. Then they turned on him, and he got stabbed in the back, and he went on and on and on, thanking the San Diego police for their work and tracking down the guy that did it. 77 people were arrested during the Lakers celebration. That's nothing. Wait till you see the parade, the victory parade. But one of the players, Rajon Rondo, his 8-year-old son is seen sitting at center court amid all the confetti, tipping back a bottle and taking a few gulps just like the grown-ups. They're not sure what he was drinking, but people are very unhappy with ESPN. Well, what else is new for showing an 8-year-old, at least, if nothing else, mimicking the guzzling of booze to celebrate a championship. Three actors are suing CBS because when they finished a jewelry heist for NCIS, real cops showed up with their weapons drawn.
Is that right?
Yeah, the scene was shot at a jewelry store in Louisiana 3 years ago. The actors didn't know is that the show decided to film it guerrilla style without permits and without alerting police or the people at surrounding businesses.
Oh, no.
How stupid is that?
That could be dangerous.
And a lot of people are giving David Crosby grief because when he was asked for his reaction to Eddie Van Halen's death, he said, meh, quote unquote.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, he's not the nicest person in the world. We know that. He says it himself in so many interviews. He says that's why Crosby, Stills, and Nash broke up, because he were a-hole.
Yeah, I spent two Thanksgivings around David because he was married to my newsman's wife's sister.
Right, I forgot about that.
I got a picture of all of us sitting on his sofa.
Yep.
From Thanksgiving 87. It's somewhere in my Facebook page if you have hours to waste. So look for it. He was very, very nice to me. But
good.
See, he was around family.
Yeah.
So for whatever that's worth. We're at 6:57 already. How about that? Did you like our first hour? What?
No.
Well, we'll try harder in the next one. Everybody loves random facts, so it's a guaranteed winner.
We haven't talked to our 23 baseball fans yet about the game yesterday.
I'm sorry. I did not know you were watching it in real time.
Well, that's okay. I
fell asleep very early and woke up at 9:30 just in time to catch that ninth inning rally.
That incredible
Braves.
Ninth inning
for
the Braves. Boy, when you beat the Dodgers, the Dodgers are one heck of a team.
I think the Dodgers are already in trouble with that game and win, and it looks like the Rays are ready to dispatch the Asteroids.
I hate the Astros.
Yeah, I'm not real fond of them either. And they're down 2-0 to the Tampa Bay Rays in the American League Championship Series. That's your sports at 6:58. Fox News and 2.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are light to moderate now around the boulevard. We're seeing more and more cars inbound. Wetumpka Highway dumping cars on the Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. And we're seeing congestion on East South Boulevard and West South Boulevard this morning. No accidents into us. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit with moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Of course, you can visit the showroom, but now you can buy online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money.